But Jake, it's 840 bit time. What fake character do we have today?
We're going to check back in with Bigfoot.
Oh, no.
Okay, here's the deal. Sometimes I feel like it's almost a crying shame that we don't have, like, a Dropbox-like access for P1s to the Inco. Because by far, the best part of my job is making the open every day for Bad Radio.
The Waken Jake.
And just screwing around with what we have in OpEx. And, y'all, I'll go into a little, like, just like you would on YouTube where you search something and then you find something and that makes you click on something else. It is so unbelievably fun.
Into a wormhole.
To just get into an OpEx or Inco wormhole and you start realizing all the crazy stuff that we've saved over the year and you start thinking about why the hell was that saved?
And a lot of it is...
When did this happen?
A lot of it is like stuff labeled oddly that you just... You don't quite know what it is, so you click on it and then you're like, oh yeah, I remember that from 1999.
So yesterday we were manning the biggest show coming to town segment. And particularly when Third Eye Blind came up, we were all having a bit of a sing-along. Well, it was really more me and Eli Jordan. But, you know, as you're singing along on the air and you think in your head it sounds good in the same way that it does in your car,
Eli,
not thinking about the fact that everyone's listening in their car knows it's terrible.
Eli, noted karaoke star.
Really?
Yes.
And the pulling guard of the ticket,
of course.
So yesterday I sat down to make the Bad Radio open and I typed the word sing. Not like Sotnum.
Okay.
Not the future first team all NBA center Sotnum Singh.
And Bigfoot's third cousin from India, as
just
we learned Monday.
S-I-N-G. I throw the filter on there, and as I scroll down, I realize, my God, do we have a lot of drops of Bob singing. And I don't know, like,
Bob,
I guess I've just never noticed this before.
Bob, who doesn't do bits, he's the straight guy. Right. He's sports Sturm.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was a biggest show coming to town like segment, you're used to Gordon over singing or maybe Jubb singing along and whatnot. You would never pin Bob as that guy.
Are these just singing along return cuts or is this why it doesn't suck?
I think, no, they're not return cuts. What it is typically something would come up. Like this artist would come up and somebody would say, well, what song was that?
A lot of this is
and he's
why
like,
they didn't,
oh, you
so.
Know, it was the song that, and he has just no compunction about being like, like doing this little humming thing. So a lot of these aren't even lyrics. It's just an awful attempt at recreating the melody of pop music over the last 20 years. We can start with one that's not exactly a critics hit. I think it's the Six Flags song. Like,
spot on.
That is spot on. But this one came to us from Riley Curry.
We like to party.
Yeah, that's the old Six Flags guy
yeah,
song.
One the
more
Monopoly
time.
Man running around.
I just love that he has no problem doing that at all. This next one came to us from Riley Curry during the NBA Finals. As I'm pretty sure Bob wasn't familiar with the Big Sean Drake song "Blessed."
No way.
I feel blessed before this.
No way.
But now he is, so he heard Riley Curry sing along to this at the press conference and decided, I'll take a crack at it.
Way up. I feel blessed.
What?
It doesn't even sound like Bob there.
One more time.
Way up. I feel blessed.
Like, he's going to an octave. That...
If you played that, I don't think I, and said that's one of our hosts, I don't know if I'd get it right.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm with you.
That sounds like a very old man.
Now, he also has a pretty solid command of the lexicon of children's songs, like the songs that you would sing when you were a little kid that I guess have been pretty time-tested because...
They're still around.
Yeah, they're still around. You would know. Oh. And some of these ones are ones that I heard. So this one.
My name is B.J. McKay, and this is my best friend, Bear.
What? What is that?
It's the TV show, BJ like and the Bear.
Okay, that's I knew that there was a TV show, BJ and the Bear, but
yeah,
I'd never...
It's the theme song.
Is that a cousin of the Teddy Ruxpin jingle?
Oh, this is long before Teddy Ruxpin. This is 70s.
A quick Google search tells me that this might have been the first of its kind in including a tandem between a monkey and a ne'er-do-well human who are out like solving crime or mischief together or something, you know?
They run into corruption on the road.
Right. There was a weird time in the 70s when monkeys on the road was a big deal for some reason. Any which way but loose.
Cannonball Run.
Odd hilarious. Pop cultural pocket.
It was, but
country.
There was about 2 years where you had to get a monkey in right. like a road movie.
And
it
then,
was awesome.
And then they then, take 2 years to recycle ideas, and then in the 90s we get Dunstan checks in.
Right.
And, well, the movie Ed, that Groob's obsessed
the
with.
The LeBlanc one.
Ed.
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 My word.
BJ and the Bear ran
minor
from...
Minor league, major friendship.
Oh, wow.
BJ and the Bear ran from 78 all the way to 81.
Play the theme one more time.
What a run.
My name is BJ McKay, and this is my best friend, Bear. No.
Wait, is that Grego at the very beginning with
yeah,
some
think so.
Fun
my
fact?
My name is BJ
What an episode.
McKay, and this is my best friend, Bear.
I bet right. Grego is a BJ and the Bear if he won, too.
Yeah, there's no almost doubt. No doubt. It involved a monkey.
I loved it. Just loved it.
Buffett head, Bob? Let's see.
Wasting away in Margaritaville.
So what you had there was the dirty move of the pull down the bed the second
Great.
He starts. One more time.
Wasting away in Margaritaville.
One thing that was always great with that was at the old studios, we had a setup where you could keep it in their ear but take
yes.
it off the air.
Oh,
and
man.
And so they wouldn't
Cruel.
Realize that the music was not going over the air, so you just hear them.
That's sorcery.
That's black level ops.
And all the
right
pranks
there.
You could do downline on remote.
Oh, God.
Like, you could have some very graphic sounds in their headset while trying to burn a Ranger segment.
Or you okay. play a drop while a guest is on the phone. They have no idea you're
yeah.
playing the drop.
Yeah.
So great.
Who remembers Sugar Ray?
Oh, of course.
Bob does.
Wheelhouse.
I don't know
all?
How that one got cut off.
Oh.
But I think that's the...
my girlfriend's Bopo's bed.
Yeah, all right. Very popular on the Beats commercials over the last couple years. We have Aloe Black.
Yes.
And you can tell everybody I'm the man, I'm the man.
Oh, man, that might be an intern edit right there, but... Listen how just
Boys,
dulcet,
rich, and
very
bassy.
Rich, creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
and you can tell everybody I'm the man. I'm the man.
So you know how sometimes like really big name hip hop producers will sample someone's voice and sort of turn it into an instrument. This melody from Top Gun, I feel like, is ripe to be turned into a beat.
Boom! 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 Boom, 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 boom.
Hey, there's like a human guitar.
Dude,
boom, boom, boom,
they're
boom.
Making another Top Gun
right.
reprise.
He even starts to laugh at himself at the end of this one.
Boom, 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 boom.
He knows, like, oh, I'm going to hear this 100 times. All right, now, who doesn't love the outfield?
Josie's on a bigger than Viral.
Listen to that range.
That was our return cut, wasn't it?
Josie's on a bigger than Viral.
I could not make out one word of that, and I don't think he can
He's
either.
So unsure on the lyrics.
Josie's on a bigger than viral.
I only know the chorus of that song. I don't know any of the other lyrics, so he could have said anything.
Oh, wow. Now, what about some Queen?
Why not Queen?
I think he missed one of his keys there. One more time. Yeah, you wouldn't be sued for sampling that. How about some throwback hip-hop?
You got what I need.
Yeah, you can tell he went off mic there because he knew he was going to be creaking.
I guarantee you when he was rolling around in his old beater back in his Lynchburg days, windows down, and he is
and
just
it sounds like this.
Belting that.
You got what I need.
It's pretty close to Biz Markie, actually, though.
Yeah, which is terrible.
What a great sing-along that song
yes.
is, though.
Yes, one of the best. Bobby McFerrin?
The song I wrote, you might want to sing it, don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah. My favorite is Corby's Disgust. It made it into the cut.
Get that out of here.
The song I wrote.
Again?
The song I wrote. You might want to sing it, don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah. No!
I tell you what.
Ty Walker coming in with the...
Yeah, I think with a little harmony.
You, for a guy that
melody.
Downplays his role in the Ticket Time Wasters.
Absolutely.
This guy sings all the time.
I think we're proving while he should be the main attraction every year. You know, some singer-songwriters are afraid... To cross gender, maybe, and sing songs from a female perspective. Not Bob.
I've been a bad man, girl.
That's Fiona Apple in a bathtub. singing "Bad." I've been a bad girl. That right there just gave me chills. That's painful. One more time.
I've been a bad man, girl.
And in that video, she's like crawling around in her underwear. So just
it's
imagine
all sexy.
Oh, Wisconsin Sturm.
I need P1 Domo on Bob Fiona Apple right now. And speaking of the bathtub, here's one of those children's songs that personally I'd never heard before. And I think Bob figured out pretty quickly no one had ever heard before.
Something about a bathtub, and then the bathtub soap, and I don't know, something. And with the bag with the alligator. Who's with me? No?
What is that? Does anyone know that one?
It's like the Oscar Mayer song.
Yeah.
It's to that same melody, but there's something about alligator soap in there. I've never heard that one. Alligator purse? Try to put it. I don't know. Let's hear it one more time, though, because it's awesome.
Something about a bathtub, and then the bathtub soap, and I don't know. Something. And with the bag with the alligator. Who's with me? No?
Yeah, I'm going to go with no.
Books on tape series.
I'm going to go with no.
Oh, sorry. I found the. It's the lady with the alligator purse, but.
Why don't you sing it?
Yeah.
You got an ad to fight through?
Yeah, screw it.
Let's give up.
At least I prefer Bob's version. It's perfect.
Something about a bathtub, and then the bathtub soap, and I don't know, something. And with the bag with the alligator. Who's with me?
That noise before the who's with me is. Huh?
No, no one's with you. All right, speaking of Bob, up
Bravo,
next,
Bob.
We of course have to